Good evening, Lehigh Valley, and welcome to Lehigh Valley Discourse. This is Sally Hanlon, your host this evening for what is business and what's happening in the Lehigh Valley, and we're trying to get you up to date with all things business. So tonight in the studio, I have two gentlemen that I'll be introducing to you shortly. Both are associated with Ben Franklin Technology Partners and a program that Ben Franklin has brought to the Lehigh Valley that I think we all should be aware of and be knowledgeable about because it brings great opportunities to businesses in the Valley. Our guests this evening are Wayne Bars, who is in charge of the center, Ben Franklin Center, over at Tech Ventures.
Right.
Okay, you changed the name on me, and I'm still back a little
Sorry, Wayne.
And Bill Crompton, who is one of the business residents of Tech Ventures, and his company is Electricus, Inc. And what we'd like to talk to and speak about tonight is a program called Lehigh Valley Venture Idol. So there's all these idols going around and everything happening, but actually Lehigh Venture Idol occurred a while ago. It started. It's gone through several changes. Tonight we want to share a little bit about that program. Bill Crompton was one of the recipients, last year's recipient or award winner. What do you call that?
The winner.
The winner.
Sure.
The winner. All right. The winner of that program. But before we get into that specific program, I'd like you to hear a little bit, get to know a little bit about Wayne, who he is and what he does at Ben Franklin Technology, Partners of Northeastern PA, and then we'll talk to Bill a little bit about Electricus and his background. So, Wayne, I'll let you take it away. Let's let our listeners know a little bit about you.
Well, thanks, Sally. Thanks for having us on here. It's a nice opportunity to be able to participate here during the fall pledge drive.
Yes,
in
yes.
particular. Very nice. So I've born and raised in the Lehigh Valley here and went to Lehigh University, economics degree, MBA. And for the last 12 years, I've been managing Ben Franklin Tech Ventures, which is our technology incubator on the Mountaintop campus at Lehigh. The incubator's been in operation for about 30 years. Next year, I guess, will be our 30th.
The celebration time.
30th anniversary, yeah. Hopefully we'll do something around that.
Okay. And before that, you were involved with Allentown Economic Development Corporation, correct?
Correct. Two separate stints, actually.
Okay.
When I first got out of Lehigh, that was my first job and did a lot of work in the downtown of the city in particular and working with the startup businesses there, the retailers, and managed a couple of our loan programs. Went off to Urban Research and Development Corporation, which is
I didn't know that.
That was in between
okay.
the two stints at AEDC. URDC was the acronym for them, and they're a community planning organization that does a lot of work across Pennsylvania and Delaware, mm-hmm. And Maryland, et cetera. But then for about 4 years, right at the end of the 90s, I managed Allentown's incubator, which is known as Bridgeworks Enterprise Center, over at South 10th and Harrison Streets in Allentown, a former Mack truck manufacturing facility. And then in 2000, I came to Ben Franklin.
Okay, so you've been working with businesses of all shapes and types almost your whole career.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, terrific.
Love entrepreneurs.
Okay, and your role currently at the Tech Ventures is?
Primarily, I'm managing the facility, and currently there are 26 businesses operating in the incubator.
26, wow.
So it's a handful. There are about 150 or so employees in those 26 businesses. All different types of technology occurs in there. Software, electronics, advanced materials of all types, all sorts of life science industry businesses as well.
Okay, terrific. Well, we'll get more about Ben Franklin and some of the programs that it offers. But let's go to Bill Crompton now, who's the president of Electricus, which is a relatively young business.
It is, yes.
Why don't you share a little bit about Bill and a little bit about Electricus?
Sure. Well, first of all, thanks for having us here. I appreciate it. Electricus was founded back in 2009. We incorporated then, and I'm the marketing guy behind the business, sales and marketing, and I have a brilliant engineer who is my partner, and he's really the one that developed the products that we're manufacturing. So we incorporated in 2009. We became a resident at Ben Franklin in the same year, in like June of 2009. And what we do is we manufacture and market a line of battery backup systems, smart battery backup systems for the home, in the event of power outages.
We haven't seen that at all. This
no, we haven't. And the interesting thing is all the data that we have suggests that things are actually getting worse than they are better. So our products seem to be relevant right now. Our first product we launched just about a year ago, it is called the AlumaGuard, and it actually keeps ordinary table and floor lamps in use during a power outage for 8 to 10 hours. So use ordinary table and floor lamps. Just plug your lamp into our unit, plug our unit in the wall, tuck it underneath a couch or a piece of furniture, and you're good to go. So if the power goes out and your light's on, it stays on.
So this is like a charged thing that stays charged?
It is. It's a very smart backup system.
Wow.
And so we've got that product in the marketplace. It's been out there about a year. And we're now working on a backup for the refrigerator and the freezer. Our line will really consist of things that basically help keep the home running in lieu of a whole house generator, if you will. So they're all bought a la carte, and you can buy them as you need them.
Okay. Now, you said something interesting, Bill, which was that your predictions are, or what you're hearing, is that the need for your product is going to be more intense. Is that
absolutely.
Because of the age of our infrastructure? Is that because of our weather?
It's a number of factors, and certainly the grid is not up to snuff in most communities. In some areas, it's okay, but for the most part, it is overloaded, and certainly as the population grows and demands for electricity during the summer and winter, it stresses that grid, so we see a number of power outages. And certainly the weather has gotten, the frequency of storms has increased, but really the intensity of them is also increasing. So,
well, those squirrels have been pretty busy this year, so yeah. I don't know what's going to happen this winter, but I see the nuts being
gathered
and hidden in the yard. So, but the other thing I wanted to at least let our listeners know is that you had, I think, the small business person's dream, and that you got your business onto QVC.
We did. We were really quite lucky. At a time when we really needed a boost, we had developed a prototype, gotten our patent approved, and again, my partner Jeff Shakespeare did a masterful job of putting together a product that really worked. And we did take it to QVC, and we've been on air 4 times now since last fall. We started with the holiday season. And our sales rate was really quite good. We averaged about 75 units a minute with them. And as a result, our opening inventory is just about depleted. And we're in the process now of getting bids on, a next round of production and opening doors. Up until now, we've been direct-to-consumer selling through a website. And now we're starting to see large retailer doors open to us. So
terrific.
It's a pretty exciting time.
Terrific. Now, just one more question before
sure.
we move on, and that is, who was Bill Crompton before Electricus?
Well, I was still Bill Crompton. Actually, I started back in the mid-70s in advertising in New York City.
Okay.
So working predominantly on General Mills and Procter Gamble businesses. So I am good personal friends with the Trix Rabbit and the Lucky Charms Elf.
And do you see them after 5 o'clock? Or
Sometimes I do. Even in my dreams, I see them. But so I spent a number of years in advertising and then moved over to the client side at Campbell Soup Company. I also worked for Grand Metropolitan and more recently Tyco Healthcare. Like I said, Jeff and I had been good friends for a number of years, and our backgrounds kind of meshed nicely, him being a product development guy. And this was actually his idea that he had in a portfolio of ideas that he had. So
okay.
We got together, we did some focus groups around the number of ideas, and this one scored exceptionally well, and we just decided, hey, let's do it.
Let's go with it.
Yeah.
So what brought you to the Lehigh Valley if you're up in New York and all these other places?
Actually, it was Alpo Pet Foods that brought me here. I was doing brand management work at Campbell Soup Company and had always loved the Lehigh Valley. And when an opportunity came up to be a group marketing manager at Alpo, I took the job, and it was a great place for us to raise our kids and treated us very well, and we love it here.
Good. Yeah. Well, now you've started this business,
yeah.
which is great. So let's talk a little bit about Ben Franklin Technology Partners of Northeastern PA. This is part of a statewide system of Ben Franklin's, but I know ours is the best.
That is correct.
Okay.
That is correct.
Why don't you share with our listeners a little bit about the whole structure of Ben Franklin in the state? And you said ours is almost 30. I don't know. Is the whole program 30 years old?
Correct. Right.
Okay.
So those of your listeners that are old enough to remember the early 1980s, there was a significant, the management phrase at that point was deindustrialization was happening in all of the Northeast, you know, Pennsylvania, New York, and Ohio, and Michigan. And the Ben Franklin Technology Partners Program was part of Pennsylvania's answer and solution to try to combat that, the departure of heavy manufacturing from the state. And so the program was created under Governor Dick Thornburgh in 1983, and it was very creatively decentralized so that the way that they established it, they created four separate nonprofit organizations, four separate Ben Franklins that each cover a different geography of the state. And so
okay.
there's a Ben Franklin that's based in Pittsburgh, one in State College, one in Philadelphia, and then ours is based here at Lehigh. But we really cover a 21-county region.
21 counties, so wow.
So we go, it's essentially the northeast quarter of the Commonwealth. So we go all the way out to Williamsport. Our territory covers Wilkes-Barre, Scranton, Hazleton, Reading, and obviously the Lehigh Valley here as well. And each of those four Ben Franklins each year shares equally in a line item that the Pennsylvania legislature puts into the budget for the Ben Franklin operation.
Well, it certainly has a proven track record, and the fact that it's been around 30 years and it's gone through several different administrations and the
Democrats and Republicans.
Yeah,
and yeah.
The whole ball of wax. Wow.
Correct. Yeah.
Now, is there a center outside of Lehigh University that helps you manage the 21? Do you have locations?
We do.
Offices in other locations?
We do. Correct. And so we have a representative that works out of Bloomsburg. Actually works in another incubator that we own and operate near the university there, manages a 9-county region for us out in sort of the north central part of the state.
Okay.
We've also got a representative who works in Scranton that covers the Pocono northeast region. I've got a colleague that works in the Reading area managing Berks and Schuylkill counties, and then there's a few of us that work here out of the Lehigh Valley working with the technology companies as well as established manufacturing businesses that are here in the valley.
Okay, and the Tech Ventures, the actual incubator site, is Lehigh University the only location for having that type of
There are actually program? 10 incubators in all of our region,
oh.
Just in the Northeast region that we coordinate a bit the activities of. We help them as they got started with establishing funding, building their feasibility studies as they started to build those incubators. Tech Ventures and the Bloomsburg facility are the only two that we actually own and manage.
Okay,
operate.
As part of the Ben Franklin program.
Correct. The other eight are all owned and operated by other economic development partners throughout the region.
Okay. And for those of you who can't see, we've just been joined by Bill D'Entremont-Smith, who is going to... Are you going to make noise, Bill?
I am going to make noise. I am indeed.
All right.
I have one thank you to give out here for a pledge during Lehigh Valley Discourse. And I think you just heard at the beginning of the program, we did not meet the challenge. And the member who was looking to recruit more members to help share the burden of the expense of operating WDIY has agreed to extend the challenge over this hour. Now, we only hit 6. Now, with this new pledge, 7. We need 5 more pledges during the course of this edition of Lehigh Valley Discourse, and that will bring in an extra $500. Those $500 sitting on the table looking at us. We need you and 4 others to make that call of support. Show your support for public affairs on WDIY Community Public Radio. Sally is a community host. She comes in once a month. She puts in a huge amount of effort into researching the program, meeting with her guests, and preparing what we think is an engaging program and keeps you informed of what's happening in the business community and the entrepreneurial community here in the Lehigh Valley. It's all part of nurturing the vitality, the economic vitality of the Lehigh Valley. If you appreciate that, now is the time for you to make that call, 610-758-8810, or securely online at wdiy.org. And we are looking for 5 memberships between now and 7 p.m., Let's try and get it out of the way now. 2 or 3 now, 610-758-8810. This is your only opportunity to show your support for Lehigh Valley Discourse during the fall pledge drive.
Thank you, Bill. And listeners, if you can, you know, give your support to the station, to this program. Let us know that you like listening to Lehigh Valley Discourse and that you like understanding and learning more about what's happening here in your Lehigh Valley.
Yep, you are part of the community, we are part of the community, and we're keeping you informed and engaged of what's happening in the community and what opportunities we have here in the Lehigh Valley. We are the only NPR public radio station located here in the Lehigh Valley, and we keep our expenses down to an absolute minimum, but we have to come to you twice a year. We have expenses that are unavoidable, and we come to you, the listener, looking for your support. Give your vote for Lehigh Valley Discourse by making that call, 610-758-8810, or securely online at wdiy.org. Five we need. Thanks.
Thanks, Bill, and we want to see you back here again during this program at least a few more times. So, listeners, if you can, 610-758-8810. Okay, with me tonight in the studio is Wayne Bars and Bill Crompton, and we're talking about Ben Franklin Technology Partners of Northeastern PA and who they are and what they're doing. And there's some programs, I think, besides Lehigh Valley Venture Idol that I'd like to share with our listeners that Ben Franklin does to augment and support their businesses and the business community. And one I've been seeing a lot of lately is the Startup Weekend. Wayne, can you explain that a little bit?
Right. Startup Weekend is maybe even a little difficult to explain, but because it's similar to a hackathon,
okay.
which I'm guessing many listeners don't know what a hackathon is. But back at the end of March, Tech Ventures hosted the Lehigh Valley's first hackathon. And what that is essentially is it's a weekend-long activity where, in our case, we had about 75 software developers, coders, programmers in the building virtually all weekend.
Is it sleepover?
There was not a sleepover. The Sands actually was gracious enough to open up a conference room for the hackers from Saturday night at about 10 p.m. until 6 a.m. the next morning when they came back to Tech Ventures. But essentially, it is a software collaboration, software development collaboration weekend. So Friday evening, a dozen teams or so pitched ideas for we'd like to build this app or we're thinking about building this sort of software authoring tool. And then they cooperate with each other really during the course of the weekend. Lots of different skill sets in the room and a lot of sharing. And just it was a tremendous amount of energy that, mm-hmm. that was occurring. Startup Weekend really takes that one step further. And Startup Weekend is actually a national organization with international reach. So I think the week that our Startup Weekend is happening, which is November 2nd to the 4th, I think there are six or seven other startup weekends going on all over the world in incredible places, rural and urban, all over the planet. Startup Weekend brings that same cooperative mentality and energy. We're hoping to have maybe 100 people participating in this. The difference with the hackathon is that at Startup Weekend, you can actually launch your business that weekend because there'll be business coaches on site. The ultimate objective is to pitch your business idea late Sunday evening to a room full of judges that will be judging your business idea and your particular software application. So it's a dynamic, energetic environment. We're looking forward to it.
Are there potential investors that are also in that audience?
There will be some investors there, probably a little early for the investors to be taking a look at these. These are raw ideas that show up on a Friday night. I've always wanted to build this particular iPad application, and I'm not sure how to go about it. And so they immerse themselves in this environment, and they're able to work through some of those initial ideas so that hopefully by Sunday evening they've got a little bit of a prototype and certainly started to flesh out some of the business ideas.
So the Startup Weekend is technology-focused as well.
It
predominantly,
is.
Primarily
software, mobile applications, some hardware integration. At the hackathon, for instance, we had one team that built a software application that integrated with the Kinect device. So that was pretty cool. And so they're ready for you can sign up and register. I spoke to the guys earlier. They knew I'd be on tonight, and so if you can hit the lehighvalley.startupweekend.org. Website, and if you want to sign up and you enter the code STARTUP WDIY, you can get a $25 off gift.
See, listeners, you're getting a benefit here, and so you can put that back into WDIY with this pledged evening that we have.
Great idea. We can ring the bell.
That's right. There's a number of other programs that Ben Franklin supports and offers throughout the year. The Innovation Awards in the spring is another one that's a huge.
It's a huge event, always over 500 people. It's our premier awards event.
It is wonderful.
This year, that's coming up in May 7th. We've got another terrific speaker on hand for that named Todd Buchholz. He's an economist, author, professor, and just sort of a great innovative forward thinker, and our speakers are always terrific during the Night of the Eye Exchange.
Yeah, it's a pleasure to just go and be there and hear this thinking, because you don't get it every day of the week.
And the networking is intense and incredible.
With good shrimp.
And great shrimp. huge shrimp.
Yeah. Wayne, let's clarify for our listeners. Ben Franklin, and you said it in your intro, but I just want to make sure they understand. Ben Franklin Technology Partners of Northeastern PA is there for not only those that are in the incubator, but it's there for other businesses in the community that have a technical aspect to their business. Is that correct?
That's correct. Yeah. So whereas the incubator, you know, Tech Ventures has really become, you know, I would say the center of the technology community in the Lehigh Valley. Yeah. But if for some reason you've already got other space and you're already beginning operations with your business in another space outside of Tech Ventures, that is absolutely fine. We will bring all of the same level of energy and effort to your startup the same way that we would as if you were in the incubator. So the opportunity to receive funding from us, all the mentoring that we do, the connection to our outside resources and service providers, and introductions to venture capital and angel, the angel community, mm-hmm. we're going to drive just as hard to help you build your business anywhere in Northeastern PA. But if you need the space, or especially if you need laboratory space, those are the kinds of things that Tech Ventures can also provide.
Over the 30 years, and I know I'm going to put you on the spot about this, but do you have any idea how many companies Ben Franklin has helped either through the incubator or in the community?
Throughout the region in that 30 years, the number is up about 430 companies, and probably about a third of those have come through our incubator program.
Okay. That's a lot.
It is a lot.
Because with a startup, it takes extra time, as Bill is understanding as he goes through this process.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So, okay, well, let's look now and go to our feature, which is Lehigh Valley Venture Idol. What is this? Do we have, what is the name of the guy from Idol that English
Simon
guy.
Cowell.
Simon Cowell. It's on the tip of my brain, but I didn't get it. So we don't have Simon Cowell, but we've got another setup. And so what is it? Describe it.
Sure.
Share what's happening shortly in November.
Sure, November 15th. Venture Idol, you can think of it as a cross between the Shark Tank and American Idol.
Okay.
And so the evening portion of the event, what happens is three companies will make an 8-minute presentation, PowerPoint presentation, in front of a room of what we're expecting to be up over 150, 175 people. There is a panel of not judges, but politely critiquing experts that will provide commentary and feedback on the business plan that's presented. This year, we've got a venture capitalist named Paul Martino, who's also going to be our keynote speaker that night. He's with a venture fund called Bullpen Capital. Silicon Valley Bank will be there. Osage Ventures, which is an early stage venture fund with an office in Philadelphia. We're going to have a representative from the Lehigh Valley Angels on that panel as well. And so they provide some gentle critique in front of the entire audience. And after the three companies make their pitch, then we turn it over to the audience, and everybody in the audience gets a chance to vote for their favorite company based on whatever they feel are the most important factors. And then we count up the votes very quickly, and then the winner receives a $5,000 check at the end of the night.
Ooh, that's nice. And how long has Venture Idol, Lehigh Valley Venture Idol, been in existence, or the concept behind it been played out in the Lehigh Valley?
Well, the beginnings of it probably go back into 2000.
Okay.
I think the event that really triggered it and put us on this path of trying to raise the visibility of Lehigh Valley tech companies for the investment community probably goes back to 2000 when PMC Sierra bought AA Netcom, which was a local startup, for nearly $1 billion. And shortly after that, Ben Franklin assembled a panel of venture capital people to come out and talk to the community about this is what the venture capital world looks like. Now, 2000 was a distinctly different time than today, different environment than today.
And that was before the dot-com bust, too, right?
Yeah, it was. Yeah, we were coming up on it. And that PMC Sierra, there was a pretty good telecom bubble that had grown up there as well. The following year, we had a well-known, very influential venture capitalist in town as well, Vinod Khosla, who had invested $25 million into another telecom company at that point. Company at that time was called Senex. And Vinod had just been named by some of the industry publications as the most important VC on the planet.
The guru of him.
The main guy. And he is still an active investor. But because he had made this investment locally, he was here. And so we held another event around that. So in those events, we were trying to raise the visibility of Lehigh Valley's technology economy here and present some of those opportunities to the bigger venture capital world. The current format for Venture Idol really got started a couple of years later in 2004, where we started to have some companies present, a keynote speaker, large evening type of an event. So we've been doing it for, I guess this would be our eighth year.
Okay, and who can come? Who can attend?
Anybody can attend.
Okay, so the public is invited. There's a fee, registration
Absolutely
fee.
Absolutely, correct. Tickets in advance are $35. At the door, they're $40.
Okay.
If you hit our main website, which is NEP, as in Northeast Partners, nep.benfranklin.org, there's a link there that will take you to the registration.
Okay, and to the best of my knowledge, and you can confirm this, we are the only Ben Franklin regional group that does this program in Pennsylvania?
That's correct, yeah. This is a unique program to us. In the past, we've coupled it with an afternoon session where we've done what we called speed dating.
Okay.
For money, not for spouses.
I mean, okay, all right, all right.
Nothing strange there.
Okay, all right.
Where we've had 20 or 25 investors in the room, and we've picked 15 of our early stage companies to make pitches very rapidly to those investors in order to make those introductions. This year, we're doing a panel, and one of those panels is going to be a mock term sheet negotiation. So when an investor is first expressing some interest in a company, first thing you get is 5 or 6 or 7 pages of general outline of the terms, and then you negotiate those with that investor. The startup has to negotiate those. So we're going to do a public negotiation. So it should be a lot of fun.
Yeah, it should. Yeah, and quite a learning.
That's the hope, right?
Yeah. And I see that Bill's come back to join us. What's going on, Bill?
I have indeed, and unfortunately, not very much is going on in Pledge Central. We've been very quiet the last 15 minutes. We are depending on you to make that call, 610-758-8810. You, the listener, we are depending on you becoming a member. We are member-supported community public radio. We depend on listeners like you becoming members and supporting this programming. We come to you twice a year, only 6 days each time now, courtesy of existing members who've come through in advance and helped us buy back 3 days of the pledge drive. But listeners who are not yet members, the only way we can communicate with you is over our airwaves. And now is the time we come to you and we ask if you are a frequent listener who appreciates the information you learn on Lehigh Valley Discourse, then we ask that you now put a value on that. Let us know, how much is it worth to you? Is it worth 33 cents a day listening to WDIY? That's $10 a month. You can do $10 a month on your credit card and be an evergreen, sustaining member of the station. You will be a member in perpetuity, and it'll only be $10 a month deducted off your credit card. Just think some of the other communications and media services that you purchase. You probably pay $80 a month or even more for your cable TV or satellite TV. You probably pay at least that or maybe $100 a month on your cell phone bill each month. Now, to get those services, you pay in advance and you're told how much to pay. We do exactly the opposite of that. We provide the service for free and we trust you to pay for it, and we allow you to put your own value on how much you will pay for it. I mean, isn't that a much better way of doing business? And now we're coming to you asking you to put your valuation on the service, the information and the entertainment that you get from WDIY over the course of the year. Put a value on it. Give us our report card. Tell us how well we are serving you, our listeners in the Lehigh Valley. Put a value to it. Pick up the phone. Let us know. Make a pledge of support. 610-758-8810 or securely online at wdiy.org. We still need 5 calls. We have $500 on the table, which will go begging if we don't. If 5 of you listeners do not give us a call and show your support, we know you can do it. We know there are lots of people out there listening. If you're at your web, just hit that red donate button. It's really easy. We have 3 volunteers sitting by waiting to take your calls. Keep them happy and put a smile on Sally's face here as well. 610-758-8810 or securely online at wdiy.org.
Okay, Bill, thank you so much. Now, there was a discussion this morning that I heard Rebecca and crew talk about, and that was that the amount of funding that we do get from the government is very minor. So we are very much in using local dollars to make our station alive and well.
That's absolutely right. We rely on, for our operating budget, 85% of it comes in local dollars. We get about 15% from the federal government through the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. The rest comes locally from listeners like yourself, or from businesses, local businesses underwriting our programming, or from local foundations. But 85% of our support comes locally, and we are independently owned and non-profit. There are not many independently owned non-profit media outlets around anymore. So we're owned by members of the Lehigh Valley community. We have a volunteer board of directors. Any of the revenues, if we actually make an operating profit, it stays within the business. It's not distributed out to stockholders. It stays here within the Lehigh Valley, within the business. So become a stakeholder in the business yourself. Make that call, 610-758-8810, or securely online at wdiy.org. Thanks in advance.
Thanks, Bill. And so we're talking investment. We're talking venture capital. We're talking angels. We're talking Venture Idol, and Bill Crompton, who's with us in the station tonight, happens to be the winner of last year's Venture Idol. So I thought it would be good to have him join us and just talk a little bit about the whole process and what it was like getting prepared for it, what it was like going through it, what's been the benefit of it. So I'm going to just turn the mic over to you, Bill, and let you take off on that.
Well, certainly going into it, there was a certain degree of naivete on our part in terms of what was required to really be an effective participant. But like most things that are involved in being an entrepreneur and trying to raise funds and get some attention on your business, it really does take quite a bit of work. I would have to say that in terms of level of preparation, once again, as it has been since the very get-go for us, without Wayne's support and without the help of the people there to help get us prepared for it, we would have probably done a terrible job, left to our own devices. But, you know, in some getting that tutelage, by the way, all along the way since we started this venture, Ben Franklin has really been instrumental in making us what I think is ultimately going to be a very successful company. But we probably would have failed within the first year or two had it not been for Ben Franklin and the resources that they've made available to us. So, you know, I think the most difficult part, and I know that it's been eliminated from the competition this year, is the 2-minute speed dating, because one of the things that you learn very quickly, I know that when we wrote our first business plan, it was roughly 100 pages and probably weighed 5 pounds. And, you know, Wayne was very complimentary, but also at the same time, it was like, well, now you need to get this down to 15 pages. Mm-hmm. So that's really one of the most difficult aspects of this, is really crystallizing what your value proposition is and do it in an exciting way so that people, you know, get excited about it with you and are willing to ultimately step up with their dollars and to support your venture. So, you know,
it's always I can see the disappointment in the face of new clients that come in, highly educated, extremely talented technical people that have been in industry, PhD, been in industry for 20 years, and I tell them, yeah, let's just boil all that down to 2 minutes, okay?
Yeah.
know, almost insulting, I think.
Yeah. But in fact, obviously, you know, to try to take somebody through a half an hour presentation about what your value proposition, it just doesn't work, and you lose them very quickly. So that was some key learning for us, and you know, we go through a number of sessions. Not if, beyond Venture Idol, we've done things like what are called Tiger Sessions, where the board gets together and we give an update on how we're doing all that, and they grill us and you know, tell us how we can really crystallize our presentation to make it attractive to VCs and angel investors as well. So
VCs and angel investors have ADD as well as small business owners and entrepreneurs?
They do, definitely. They do, definitely.
So I understand there was a little bit of competition in last year's event. Is that correct?
Yeah, the one thing about it, I think, you know, just you know, the whole play on Venture Idol, you know, with American Idol creates a little bit of sense of fun. But also there's a lot of competition there. And, you know, we don't always know going in who we're going to end up going up against, because as Wayne said, there's some 15 companies that are doing that were doing the speed dating, so we didn't really know who would make the final cut. But once the three were identified, there was some banter, there was some smack talk and stuff about who was going to come out on top, and so it was a lot of fun.
It boiled down to three last year.
That's correct.
And the three of you did, like this year's program, you did the presentations.
The 8-minute presentations,
Got the critique, and then the audience voted?
That's exactly what happened, yep.
Mm-hmm. I say, was there a drum roll at the end? Was it like, did it keep everybody in suspense till the very end?
I don't remember a drum, but there was suspense till the end, for sure.
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, I'm a little biased towards our company, but certainly I knew that the other two presenters had done a fabulous job, and their propositions were, you know, probably equally attractive in some ways. And I don't know whether it was the fact that my wife called during the middle of my presentation, and you know, people got a little bit.
You woke them up.
Yeah, we woke them up, and
your cell phone's off now, right?
My cell phone is off now. Yes. So at any rate, yeah, it was. It was pretty competitive, and I think everybody did a great job. So I don't think anybody really knew going in, you know, that anybody had it in the bag.
Okay. So now this year's is different because you start out with three. Is that it, Wayne?
We've selected the three that we're going to put up there. Yeah, and
okay.
There has already been a little bantering among them. It's interesting. These are companies that are looking to raise $500,000, $1 million, or more. And this $5,000 seems to be everything. You know, it's everything to these companies. It's the competitive nature of an entrepreneur. I think it's more about the winning than the money, really, in the end. Maybe it's a little about the money. But.
Yeah, the money certainly helps, but clearly being the winner has done great things for us. I mean, it's certainly enhanced our visibility greatly. It's given a lot more credibility to our, you know, our efforts to raise money. And you know, it's been a very good thing for us.
So, and I think probably anybody that actually did present the three probably got some visibility. I mean, being the winner obviously carries a little weight with it, but I think having that, because there are investors in the audience.
Oh, absolutely.
So it helps raise the level of awareness about what's happening as far as that community and what they can invest in.
There is that evening, but I think there's also the discipline of going through the preparation.
Okay.
For really working hard to boil that presentation down to the most convincing 8 minutes. In our case, it's 8 minutes. There's lots of different formats. There are other venture fairs around that occur. A few weeks ago, I was in Philadelphia for one where the companies had 6 minutes to pitch.
Okay.
There, the event is a little more rude to the presenter. When the 6 minutes is over, the microphone goes off.
Oh, boy.
And you get another 15 seconds into it, and the next company's slide appears behind you. And we're not quite that rushed here, but we want you to finish in the 8 minutes. Being able to boil your value proposition down into 8 or 10 slides and 6 or 8 minutes or fewer really helps you sharpen what your business is really going to be about. You can remove the fluff and really boil down your story to what is going to be the core mission of the business. And so it's a good discipline to go through,
sure.
even if you don't win the competition there.
Well, and I think for any small business, I think the hardest thing is to do that yourself, because you're so without having some outside input and criticism or direction. I mean, everything about your business is wonderful and everything is important. And, you know, everybody's got to know everything about, and you can't do that.
Exactly right. And, you know, we did a lot of work just to, you know, support our value proposition because it's really basically a new category that we jumped into. So we not only had the burden of building the brand or making awareness for our company, but also for the category as well. And so we did a lot of work, and we felt like, you know, we should show that to people. And you know, at a point, it becomes irrelevant. And, you know, either they get it or they don't. And they like it or they don't. And right. The quicker you can get to that, the better off you are. So that discipline that Wayne talks about is critically important. Because if you can't distill it down, then the people who are looking to invest in you really don't have the confidence that you know what you're doing.
I can't express enough. We're doing some things through Lehigh Valley Economic Development Corporation in the coming year where we're going to be working with some small businesses and trying to help them get their pitch together. And clearly, you can't do it yourself.
No. You know? It's virtually impossible because, you know, you're your biggest fan. And
absolutely.
And, so.
Yeah. Now, although I know there's a lot to orchestrating this and pulling this together, at least you don't have 15 businesses you're trying to coach through the speed dating part of this thing.
Correct,
Wayne?
And you know, what we could, because last year we had those three that presented in the evening were selected by the investors that had seen all 15 earlier in the day. So we had to prepare all 15
right.
for the 8-minute because
right.
we didn't know who would really come out on top of that. And plus then scrub them all. We refer to it as scrubbing the companies. We had to scrub them for their 2-minute presentation as well. But the whole event, these are all our clients. And so we're helping them hone their message and get them introduced and start down that path of working with investors.
Okay, great. Well, Bill is joining us again, and I don't see him ringing the bell, so...
No, I am not ringing the bell. Unfortunately, the phones are rather quiet, which means you're probably engrossed in the program, and your demand is pent up here, and you're going to release it over the next 10 or 12 minutes or so. And I was just hearing about the opportunity, 6 minutes, and the microphone goes dead. I've got 5 minutes here, and then Sally, the microphone goes dead. So,
ooh.
5 minutes to present the business proposition for WDIY Community Public Radio. And why potential investors out there should become members or stakeholders in WDIY. Well, we are community public radio, and it's people of the Lehigh Valley informing you, people who are involved in activities going on. Sally is intimately involved in the business community here in the Lehigh Valley. She knows what's going on, and she brings in interesting guests like we have tonight to tell you about what we think are engaging topics. And I think there's a lot of you listening out there, and if you're well engaged in this program, just while I'm talking, take a break and make that phone call, and you can have it done before I stop talking, and then you won't miss anything of the program. 610-758-8810 or securely online at wdiy.org. Now, our operating expenses are incredibly small. We talked about we only had 15% of federal funding. Our total operating budget for this station to bring you radio 24 hours a day, 365 days a year, we operate on $570,000 a year. That's a minuscule budget for the size of activity for what we bring to you. We're able to keep our expenses down incredibly low. Just one, I'm pretty tight on the expenses and vet everything. But secondly, our model being community public radio, we have about 80 on-air volunteers. Sally is one of those of our on-air hosts who freely volunteer their time every week. That really keeps down our operating expenses. So the amount we need to ask for isn't as much as many other stations do. However, we have expenses that are unavoidable. We do have to come to you and ask for your financial support. And this is one of the two times of the year we come on air and ask you. Things have been lagging over the last couple of hours. We extended the challenge from All Things Considered. We have $500 on the table of a challenge. We need 5 more people to call and pledge support. 610-758-8810 or securely online at wdiy.org. Come in with a $50 challenge. If 3 of you do, that will release the extra $500. In my mind, that's over a factor 3 leverage on your investment you could make to us right now. So please pick up the phone, make that call, 610-758-8810, and show your support for your local NPR community public radio station that brings you NPR programming 6 or 7 hours a day and brings you locally produced programming for the remaining 17 or 18 hours per day. If you value what we bring to you, put a value on it and then call in with that value. And basic membership is $45. That's what, less than 10 cents a day, 9 cents a day. What we like is the $88.10 frequency club level. That's about a quarter a day. Or become an evergreen sustaining member. Put it on your credit card with a monthly debited amount, $10 a month. That's 33 cents a day. If we bring you that much satisfaction, that much value, now is the time to show it. Make that call, please. 610-758-8810 or securely online at wdiy.org. 5 calls before 7 p.m. to release the $500 challenge. We're trusting you to make that call. Thanks.
Okay, thanks, Bill. And listeners, if you can possibly do it, please, we would like to have that support, and I'd like to have that support for Lehigh Valley Discourse, because all of us who do the Discourse program on Thursday evenings are community hosts, and we do like to bring you information about the Valley and keep you up to date. So please help show your support by calling 610-758-8810. Okay, Venture Idol. We were talking to Bill about being a winner of Venture Idol last year, 2011.
Yes.
So what does being a winner mean to you a year later? I mean, you said that it did help with some things. Can you be a little specific about some of the stuff?
It absolutely does. Yeah, and I think really from our objective is when you get into this, there's a couple of things you realize is that the amount of money you think you need to start a business is not even close to what you really need. We're constantly in a state of, we've done a great job in our instance of getting the product ready, commercialized, getting our patents in line, and actually generating traction in the marketplace. Mm-hmm. That traction, would have been slowed had we not had, again, the support of Ben Franklin, and by winning the Venture Idol, creating a bit of a buzz about, because again, it's a competition, and anytime you win a competition, it's always good for you and your business. So, we've had a number of people who have stepped up and have taken a position in the company. So, giving us some of the money that we need. Most importantly for us now, we're in a mode where we need marketing support. So, that's really what we're focused on now is raising money to do the essential marketing that we need to get us into retail. And the fact that the fact that we have some traction through QVC, the fact that we did win Venture Idol, those are all key selling points that we take into the marketplace. And I've had some really, really outstanding conversations with some big retailers, Lowe's for example, and the fact that we do have that on our resume makes a big difference to them, because they know that we've passed some tests. They don't know who we are. They're looking for new products, and the fact that we have that on our resume really has opened a lot of doors for us.
Terrific.
Yeah.
So, Wayne, do you find that you're getting interest from investors about the venture or the Venture Idol program? Do you get inquiries? Has it become that well known outside the Lehigh Valley that people will call and ask you what's going on, or who are the businesses, or are you getting some solicitation like that now?
Yeah, and I think it's partly due to Venture Idol and putting ourselves out there, making that effort to host events like that that really are public displays of our companies and putting them in front of potential investors. But it's part of a bigger strategy that we have in terms of reaching out to venture capital firms, angel investors and angel networks
throughout the country, correct?
Mostly on the East Coast.
Okay.
Most investors want to invest reasonably close, physically close to where they are. So there's a large network in Philadelphia that we're well connected to, New Jersey, New York, a bit down into D.C. That's about where the reach is. Pittsburgh as well, and it takes many months to raise money. As a startup, and opening those initial doors, having a VC say, I kind of like this company that pitched at Venture Idol. Send me a full executive summary, or could you connect me by email so that we can invite them out to make a presentation?
Mm, nice, yes.
It's those, one of the things that Ben Franklin does is open those doors, helps to form those relationships that are already warm, so that when I send a partner at a VC firm, an executive summary or a business plan for one of our clients, hopefully they're going to open that email, because they're getting unsolicited hundreds and hundreds of business plans each year. You need a way to sort those out, and receiving one from a trusted source is really one of the first screens that they use to do
absolutely.
That.
But I think you're also raising the national visibility with the Innovation Awards. A lot of the speakers have been venture folks from Silicon Valley or right. out west. So it's not just one program that has the visibility with everything that Ben Franklin's
it's
doing is pulling everybody together.
Our first iExchange speaker was Guy Kawasaki,
right?
Who's indicated an interest in coming back.
Oh, cool.
We had the founder of Travelocity, Terry Jones, had been there 1 year as well. As well as other national and international awards that the program has won over the years. We're a two-time National Business Incubator Association Incubator
That's
right. of the Year, most recently earlier this year. We've been one of Inc. Magazine's top 10 incubators to watch last year. So those sorts of national levels of exposure definitely help as well. When I hear from clients and colleagues that will be on the West Coast, and they'll say that they mentioned Ben Franklin to somebody in San Diego or in Silicon Valley, and they're aware of a program focused here in Bethlehem, Pennsylvania, that feels pretty good. It feels like we're doing what
You're
we should
getting,
be doing.
Getting there, yeah.
Yeah, I would also add that even if you don't win, it's great for visibility, because I remember a couple of years ago when we were in the speed dating round, we were very excited. Afterwards, a venture capitalist came up to us, a venture capital firm in Philadelphia, and the gentleman, you know, really was interested in our proposition, but at that time, we really hadn't gained any traction. And he's kept track of us, and you know, he came up to us and said, you know, this idea is so simple, it's brilliant. And he's like, you know, we'd like to keep in touch with you, because they have certain hurdles that you need to clear. Mm-hmm. They like to see some companies that do have some traction. So we've kept contact with them, and I think we're just about approaching the level where we will be an attractive.
So the seeds were planted, and you've just been nurturing them.
They were planted, and then you just keep nurturing them. Exactly right.
Yeah.
And you know, you just never know where it's going to come from, but certainly the visibility of it all is most helpful.
Okay. Wayne, for some of our listeners who are businesses, and you've done an awful lot of coaching to get people to bring down their presentations, are there two or three key things that you would say that people need to look at in their own presentations if they don't have a source like you or a family member that takes an interest in the business to help give them critical feedback? Are there, just from all that experience, do you see two or three things that happen over and over again that they should be aware of? That okay.
Yes, maybe it's 20 or 30 things that we see over and over again, but we'll try to boil it down to a couple. You know, one of the things certainly that investors are looking for, especially at that early stage, is the capability and the experience of that management team. And so we always, when we're helping the companies put their PowerPoints together, but also how when we're coaching them on how to think about themselves, if the team is particularly strong in the industry that they're going into, we always encourage them to really bring all that management team capability to the front of that presentation, rather than sort of bury it at the back and talk about it as part of, you know, the organization or something. Because investors really make, it's humans, right?
These are
human beings.
They're
investing in people, and they're forming very early first impressions. And if that first 2 minutes goes well, there will be follow-on interest and engagement and follow-on questions. So establishing yourself as an expert and an experienced, capable management team at the beginning, and it should be a team. We really try to stay away from one-person businesses.
Mm-hmm.
You should really put that information at the front. The another key thing that we're always looking for, frequently we're seeing incredible technologies with no real path to market. And so
how do you commercialize it?
How do you sell it? How do you sell it is, you know, the most most business schools and undergraduate and graduate level business schools don't teach sales.
Or
marketing, at least sometimes can be a major
right.
in some. But really, the art of selling is something that investors are looking for. It's not just the product. Can you get people interested in it? But can you cross that bridge from getting them interested to having them write checks in order to purchase that that product or service.
Yeah, I think probably one of the hardest things I've seen with the businesses that I've worked with is everyone goes in business because they have this wonderful idea, but no one wants to do the business work or the marketing, or their, you know, the marketing is so elusive that the, and so that speaks to what you're.
If it's an idea without a solid business wrapper around it, then it's just an idea, and you just need more than that to have success as launching a company.
Okay. Great. Well, let's give our listeners, again, the information about this 2012 Venture Idol and where to find out, where to get the website and all that kind of stuff.
Fantastic. I thought you'd never ask. The easiest place to go find some additional details is at our website, which is www.nep.benfranklin.org. And it's right on the homepage there, and you click the link, and it'll take you into the details about the event. The event is on November 15th. There's an afternoon session from 3 to 5, two great panels. And again, those panels are going to be helping. The first panel is going to be talking about how do you get your company ready to make that pitch to an investor. And then the second panel is going to be, all right, now you've got interest of an investor. They've offered you a set of terms. What are the key things you need to try to negotiate with them? And then there's going to be a great reception, networking opportunities until the Venture Idol event in the evening of November 15th.
So your purchase of a ticket at $35 gets you both pieces of
correct.
That?
Correct.
Okay.
Absolutely.
And the time it starts is 3?
The panels are 3 in the afternoon, and the evening session is at 5:30.
Okay. Before we sign off and turn over to Bill, he's got something in his hand, so I'm hoping that we actually got some money in. Oh, yes. Okay. Thanks, Bill.
We have indeed. We have three more thank yous to three people here. Bruce of Allentown, who's an existing Evergreen member, making an extra gift. Thank you, Bruce. And I think that's your second extra gift this week. So what an inspiration.
Thank you, Bruce.
What an inspiration. We need two more people to call in the next couple of minutes. 610-758-8810 to get the $500 challenge. Two more calls, 610-758-8810 or on the web at wdiy.org. And thanks also go out to Ryan from Easton. Ryan from Easton renewing his membership. He loves all the local stuff.
Thank you, Ryan.
And finally, Julian from Allentown renewing his membership. That took us up to 10. Two more to go, 610-758-8810 or securely online, wdiy.org, to pick up the $500 challenge. You can do it. Two more calls. Thanks.
Okay. Listeners, we're about ready to wrap up Lehigh Valley Discourse because our time is up this evening. But please stay tuned. Rick Weaver with Celtic Fair is up next. And please consider joining WDIY if you have not already, or rejoin, or extra gift like Bruce did. It all goes to good purposes here at WDIY. I'd like to thank my guests, Wayne Bars and Bill Crompton. Bill, any last words you'd like to say before we sign off from this program?
I don't think so. I think, you know, just for you entrepreneurs out there, get your stuff together. And Ben Franklin is a great resource for anybody who's looking to start a business. So.
Okay, and thank you for being with us tonight.
Sure, it's great being here.
Wayne, anything last words you'd like to share?
I think entrepreneurs can help rebuild this country's economy. And so if you're out there and you're thinking about launching a venture, come and see us and we'd be happy to help.
Yeah, and Wayne has a lot of resources besides Ben Franklin that he can share with you as well. So listeners, thanks for being with us tonight. We appreciate you with Lehigh Valley Discourse. And again, Rick Weaver will be up shortly. Have a great evening.